Case number 10,508, Albert J. and Patricia Reitinger, north of Maryland Avenue, being Lot 7, Section C, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
A.J. Reitinger, 6815 Pine Cove Drive, Clifton, Virginia.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
For the record, my name's John Sergebick. I represent the applicant. And what I propose to do... is I have three packages of documents, because the documents, rather than have individual pages, I just broke it down to subject matter. And if I can ask you to pass... Yeah, the first package of documents has to do a little bit with the history, and I'll ask my client something about the history of this property. Mr. Reitinger, you acquired this property approximately when?
1965.
And at the time you bought it, was there a cottage on the property?
Yes.
And was the cottage literally on the property line?
It was on the west property line.
And was it also very close to the road?
It was, I believe, about 16 feet from the street.
And in the first package of documents, we should have a survey that establishes that initial location. Was in, I think it was 2002, did you apply to the board to elevate the structure so that you could bring it in compliance with the FEMA standards?
At that particular time, I did, but I also requested of the board that we be permitted to move the house 3 feet off the west property line.
And did the board ultimately decide in its decision in case number 8327 of 2003 to grant the, I guess, grant the request but modify the location?
Yes.
And in conjunction with that, was there a determination as to where the average front setback line was using averaging?
Eventually, we received that information. They decided that the setback should be 21 and a half feet from the street edge.
And when you got the initial variance, did you show that variance to the house mover and your contractor, and what happened?
Well, actually, I never received a document, a piece of paper at that time showing this. What I received was simply a telephone call advising me that the setback line was 21 and a half feet. And based upon that information, I then informed the house mover of the requirements that it be back 21 and a half feet and be centered on the lot.
And did he also center it on the lot?
Yes.
And did the house mover comment anything about his understanding of variances granted by the Board of Adjustment?
The only thing that he advised me was that if the variance that you request is not granted, and a different one is in fact granted, you better comply exactly with that requirement.
And so,
otherwise, you'd be in great difficulty.
So the house mover created a foundation for the new house?
Correct.
And then elevated the house on that foundation?
Correct.
And he set the front of the house at the average front setback line?
Actually, he set it back a little bit further because apparently on one corner of the property there are two survey stakes, and he used the one that was further back.
After the, in conjunction with the permit for the relocation of the house. We have a site plan drawing. Was that submitted by your architect?
Yes.
And that was with the building permit application?
I believe so. No, actually, it was done before that because we had to do that in order to get the house raising permit.
Okay. And was, to your knowledge, was that step, that front step, shown on the building permit application?
I'm not certain at this point.
As a result of building that step, were you violated?
Yes.
And did you appear before the board in 2006 requesting a variance to locate front steps to reach the front door of the elevated structure?
Yes.
And was that denied?
Yes.
After that denial, did you seek to utilize the provisions that allow the 5-foot encroachment on the first floor?
Yes, we tried.
And ultimately, did Mr. Robertson opine, which is the first page of this package, that provision, section 115-182D, did not apply?
Yes, that is what I understood from it.
And then, and as a result of that, you've made this application to submit...
Correct.
...a front deck. With respect to this front deck proposed, first of all, before I get into that, is the lot that's in that you have, is it's a 5,000 square foot lot?
Yes, 50 by 100 Fenwick Island.
And the setbacks are established for the MR district, which are for a 10,000 square foot as opposed to a 5,000 square foot lot.
I'm not sure. I'm not certain exactly what that is.
The second group, and I have the originals, but did you take a surveillance of the neighborhood and identified in that surveillance similar variances granted in the neighborhood to accommodate
yes, I did.
Open decks, yeah. at the first living level for these houses.
Yes, I did.
Houses. And what did you determine and what their locations were?
Well, the first one was the older of the group. Let's see. First one, I can't remember the sequence. We have them here.
They're right here.
Okay.
You don't have to do this from
right,
memory.
Right. The first one is 3892 Bunning Avenue. This was done by the builder prior to the current owners occupying it. There was that house was permitted a front variance, permitting a deck on the front about 6 foot wide and extending to about 16 and a half feet from the street. The second one is the house next to it. It also has a similar deck, but this house was permitted to have a garage underneath, also extending, the front of the garage extending about 16 and a half feet from the street. The next one was a house on Delaware Avenue, which also permitted a garage under porch within about 16 and a half feet from the street. Plus, in that case, they allowed steps to go all the way down from there, almost to a landing at the street line, or within a foot or so of the street line. The next house is of very recent times. It was a house being built or permitted to be built on a full lot on the ocean side where the Sea Charm Motel was. And that particular house, I'm sorry, and that particular Sea Charm Motel occupied almost all of the lot. That lot, I think, is 50 by 125. And the ruling of this board, from what I understand now, was that the person was permitted to build anywhere inside that lot so long as the wall of the original motel were either permitted to remain in place or rebuilt in exactly the same location. So that house almost completely occupies every square inch of that lot. Now, those are the most recent or the only ones that I'm aware of that have been granted in Fenwick Island, Old Fenwick Island, since 1999.
Lots have been considered because of the antiquity of the layout of Old Fenwick Island and the desire to modernize the board, as well as the Superior Court has recognized that is meets the criteria of the zoning ordinance. And I'll hand up a case. It's Mr. Ridinger challenging his next door neighbor, and the variance was granted for the O'Meara's, and Judge Graves upheld the variance granted for the O'Meara's, which were right next door, including a front setback variance similar to the one that we were asking for here. And I'll just hand a copy of the case up to Mr. Burrow.
Mr. Sergovic, is this not the same application that was presented before?
No, the application we presented before was requesting steps from the ground floor to reach the front door. At this juncture, we're only asking for a deck similar to the decks that were approved at 38892 Bunning Avenue. The other variances were granted rather than do it by street address. It would be tax map 111, which is located at the corner of lot 129, or tax map 129, which is also on Maryland Avenue.
No, that's Bunning.
On Bunning, rather. The Mara is 113. The other tax map is 128. And these are all similar decks, which do not have steps leading up to the deck, that were graded by similar variances. And also, I think this variance could also be considered as a variance from section 115-182 front setbacks, which says open and unenclosed decks, porches, platforms, or steps not covered by a roof or canopy, which do not extend above the level of the first floor of the building, may be extended or projected into the front yard not more than 5 feet. The first living level of this structure, which is its first floor, first living floor, Mr. Robertson opined that section was not applicable, and we accept his interpretation. But it seems to me that we should be entitled to a variance to apply the same standard to a similarly situated property. In addition, Particularly with respect to improvement to the neighborhood, which is one of the factors under the variance test, is whether it will improve the neighborhood. And we have, and I have about five letters, which are all in just one package, from various residents in the neighborhood who are actually complaining about the aesthetic look of the existing Ridinger house. And that aesthetic look is, it's actually the first photograph, the first photograph attached, or series of photographs, the bottom photograph attached, that's the Ridinger house, and it's ugly. I mean, and you can't utilize the front of the house. And as far as the width of the variance, we've asked for a 5-foot variance, which we're actually asking for a 5-foot deck. That's correct. And the front setback by averaging is 22.8 feet. The existing house is set back at 21.7.
22.8.
Existing is 22.8. The average front back is 21.5. So we're asking for a 5-foot deck, so it's really about
3.9.
Yeah, 3.9 feet of an encroachment. Also, with respect to the Omeros next door to you, does their deck cantilever at the first living level cantilever in front of your house?
Well, it's in front, yes.
It's in front of your existing house structure.
Right.
You haven't measured it?
No.
And again, we're asking for similar treatment to similar properties in this area of Fenwick Island. And there is also that partial safety factor that there is only one entrance to this house, and for safety access in the case of a fire, at least people can get out to the front deck. And one of the rationale for the last rejection was the fact that you could get interior steps inside the garage, but we're not asking for steps, that we just want to be able to use the front. Oh, also, Mr. Ridinger, I almost forgot. Did your contractor discuss with you that a six-foot deck would be more less costly to you?
Yes.
And did you determine to request a 5-foot wide deck?
Yes, we discussed it. Even though it would cost more wood, just waste wood, by bringing it down a foot, we decided to go with that instead.
With the 5-foot deck and the existing doors and windows, what kind of clearance do you need and why?
We, at a 5-foot deck, the windows are awning windows on that house. When they're cranked out, they come out to a foot outward. Sharp corners on those windows. The railing is about 6 inches inside of any deck, the front railing. That would leave no more than 3'6" walkway through there. If you get much tighter than that, it becomes a little hazardous against those windows. So that was one of the reasons why we decided, okay, 5 feet, but that's about as tight as you can make it and still not have it hazardous and more costly for wood, more waste wood and all that kind of stuff.
That's about all I have. That pretty much concludes our presentation, unless there are any questions.
Excuse me. Mr. McCabe, do you have any? Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Mills, do you have any questions? Okay. I don't have any questions for the members of the board, Mr. Surveyor, so I'll call now. Okay, hearing no questions from members of the board, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Chairman Leonard, ma'am?
Yes, for the record, the office received 7 letters in favor of.
7 letters in favor, okay. Thank you. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Did you have any letters in opposition? Jimmy and letters, okay.
Names and addresses, please.
Dominic.
And Leslie Mara.
Address, either one.
9 Maryland Avenue, 40205 Maryland Avenue.
And with Dominic.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
M-A-R-R-A.
I'm glad they gave you the history so I don't have to do it again. We've been here several times. We were here in support of the initial pick up and move the house. We supported that wholeheartedly. They were told exactly what to do to put the house in the center of the lot. The home has not been placed in the center of the lot according to what this board, the rules the board set forward for them to progress with this construction. The construction's been going on now. I've lost track of the years. I physically measured between our two homes, and this is a picture. I'm sorry I don't have copies for everyone, but at the front, it's 178 inches. At the back, it's 170 inches. So they've already encroached on the variance you already gave them. So the reason that the home in the front, he's saying, is closer on one corner to stake, untrue. The house is sitting square to the street. Our lots are cocked. So he hasn't even correctly put the house where it's supposed to go. His contractor was given a drawing from the architect that I remember. I don't have a copy. It was with their initial variance that they requested. It showed the stairs in the front. Knowing my neighbor, the contractor didn't have a choice on where to place the house. This has been going on forever. The stairs that he wanted to put out front, he stood right before this board and stated that he had no other way of egress into the home, which clearly we gave you a picture. We showed you the stairs from, from on the side that they were there. His attorney just stood here, told you he has no staircase inside the garage. Well, you walk into the laundry room, there is another staircase inside the home that comes down onto the onto level down. As far as putting a deck out there, you can jump out the window as easily as you can jump off a deck. Because that's a fire escape is irrelevant. And what are you going to do with a deck that sticks out 5 feet from the house with the windows out with 3 feet? What's the purpose of it? I don't get it. The county came in and told them to remove the stairs. And you can see he didn't even abide by that. He didn't take down the last piece of the stairs. It's still at the front door. It's still there. So Mr. Rendinger just has the ability to do, and he thinks that he rules the roost because he's been there since 1965. We've heard that 1,000 times. But here's a picture of my deck, my white deck. It's parallel to his home. It's not, 10 feet beyond. It's not what he states it is again. These are townhomes down, 2 doors down, three, four doors down from both of us that are have their setbacks. This is how everything on our block has been established through the average setbacks. It hasn't been, they haven't been according to what's on Bunning Avenue, what's on Delaware Avenue, or what's anywhere else. What's relevant to us is our street, and the letters that you've probably received are probably not even people on our street. I find it ridiculous that he can't build a deck out back for egress for your fire. There's plenty of room out back. You allowed yourself 35 feet. You're a retired attorney, and you're standing up here like, "Ooh, I don't know a thing. I'm just, you know, flustered over it." You're probably giving him half the things to read, but that's another issue. I can't believe that we're all here again over this, the front of this home. Aesthetically, put another window in, get rid of the door, get a grip. You're at 21-foot setbacks. You're at 21, 22-foot setbacks. We have existing homes that are on our block that are right on the road. They're from here to your desk. I mean, they're 6, 8 feet, 10 feet away. When those homes are raised, we want them to be back in the 20 feet category. We don't want someone else to come in and measure 5 feet closer to the door, take the 8 or 10 homes on the street, and everybody just keeps coming closer and closer and closer. You know, right now, if you go down our street, everything that's new is pretty much in a line. We really don't need a whole lot of stuff sticking out everywhere. This has just been one of the best thing. I mean, it's the experience of this, and instead of someone that wants something aesthetically correct, instead of spending money on attorneys, he should be putting in a driveway instead of potholes and a lawn that's maintained and aesthetically correct everywhere. They don't do anything. I was shocked this year. We received a grass cutting between the two homes because I normally do that, because he doesn't even come to that side of the house. So, you know, as far as aesthetics, there's many things he can do to aesthetically correct this without a deck out front. Our biggest gripe here is that the street, he was given the setbacks. The contractors are not stupid. They know, they tell you, they explain to you exactly where everything should be. You're the one that makes the final choice on where you put it. And you can stand up here and tell me anything you want. That was all done for him to be parallel with us. He had to be in front of us. He's 1965. I'm 1995. I'm going to let my wife take over from there.
Hi, I'm Leslie Marrow, and I've stood before this Board of Adjustment on several different occasions again. I'm here about the Rendinger's front yard setback. The first time they wanted the 7-foot side yard setback, actually they wanted to pick it up and just move it 3 feet, like they said. We were 100% in support of it. If they just moved it 7 feet and set it, you know, the same as everybody else's, we didn't want them to have any less than anybody else. So the Board of Adjustment worked with them and gave them what they wanted and was reasonable about the setbacks. Told the Rendingers they would get no less than anybody else. The street survey is how we determine the average setback, I guess, at the front yard. Mr. Rendinger decided that he was going to set his house on the very, you know, first part of that setback. That's his problem. He has another 25 feet in the back. If he wants a deck, put it in the back. There's plenty of room back there. I have pictures that I've labeled with his homes, with the step as it exists now, the rear of Mr. Rendinger's home, the street view to the ocean, which shows, you know, the level that it comes out. I have the picture of the coal house, which is, I'm sure, a letter that he received. The coal house is an old house. We call it Animal House, actually, but there's an old house that sits up front that the three boys use, and then there's a house in the back. There's the Wilgus house, which is a house that he rents. There's two houses on that property as well. At some point in time, they'll be demolished. They'll fall down. Cole's house is falling down now. You'll see a picture of it. And then we also have the lots for sale. So we don't want to give another 5 feet on this street and reduce and lessen the front setback averaging. I mean, Sussex County Code states that the Board of Adjustment grants variances only in situations where there's an exceptional hardship or unique practical difficulties. I think we answered that problem with him when you gave him the original variance. You know, there is a difficulty with the lots because they are narrow, 50 by 100. But again, everything, you know, was granted to him back in 2003. In closing, I'm just against allowing the front yard side setback variance for the reasons I stated. I don't understand why the Rendingers can't get the hint that the Board of Adjustment gave them what they deserved, and they should build their deck in the back if that's what they want. And here is my pictures.
And I know.
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And then we'll call for the send me down to you in sequence that they were given. There's one and two of that cover sheet.
Chairman, if there's no objection from fellow board members, I'd like to move that we table case number 10,509. No, it's the wrong
eight.
One.
Eight.
Eight. Until our next regular meeting, and leave the record open for our staff to report on property history to this point.
Second.
Okay. Excuse me, can I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,508 until our next regular meeting, which will be on 11-2, to allow the staff time to review and get back with. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Let's see what that. They give you enough time?
Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to make sure.
Yes.
Next case, please.